What's getting us through this pandemic? To be honest, stress eating. And it's nice that we're finally getting to the time of year when that can involve fresh from the orchard Michigan apples. I gotta tell you, with my background in Oregon and Ohio, I have high expectations, and I am excited to get some fruit. In the weeks to come, we're going to drill down on some of the bounty that Michigan's orchards have to offer. And who better to start our tour than apple farmer and public radio professional extraordinaire Noah Ovshinsky. A longtime Michigander, he now comes to us from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. First of all, are the Michigan and Wisconsin growing seasons simpatico enough that we can take you as a reliable source?
I am absolutely 100% a reliable source. I would say they are similar enough that, you know, many of the apples that you would find in Michigan, you find in Wisconsin and vice versa. And a lot of the growing practices and growing conditions are in the same, we'll call them the same universe.
Okay. So what apple do you have for us today?
Yeah, April. So my pick for today is Zestar for a few good reasons. It's really the first early season apple that, you know, has a crispy texture, has a sort of a tart sweet flavor to it. But it's one of those apples that kind of hints at those crisper apples that come to us later on in the season. You know, apples like Honeycrisp, Gala, and apples like that.
The University of Minnesota describes the Zestar varietal thusly, an exciting, zesty flavor with a hint of brown sugar. What do you think? Does that do it justice?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Again, you know, for an early season apple, it is exceptionally crisp. Most of the apples that ripen in the upper Midwest in the sort of late August timeframe tend to be softer in texture, and Zestar is anything but. And so for people who like a really crisp eating apple, Zestar is it.
Does Zestar have a superhero origin story?
You know, it was brought to us by the geniuses at University of Minnesota who are dynamite breeders. You know, they gave us Honeycrisp, in fact. And so they are really good at breeding apples that people like. And, you know, beyond just the flavor and the texture, Zestar also, they size up nicely. So they're a good size apple. People feel like they're getting a good value for their dollar. They're also really good keepers if you store them in the fridge.
What tips do you have for us for tracking down Zestar or any other kinds of apples that we might be trying to find this year?
You know, Zestar is one of those apples that are openly grown, and any farmer can grow them if they choose. I think it was released in the market in the very late 90s, like early 2000s. Any person in the upper Midwest has a good shot at finding it at any sort of sizable orchard.
Noah Ovshinsky coming to us from Madison, Wisconsin. He's a longtime Michigander, now growing apples and producing public radio out of state. Noah, thank you so much for your time, and it's good to hear from you. We hope your family's doing well.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.